This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Merry Christmas. Belated Merry Christmas. I know many of you are like, well, Kevin, are you doing a live show now for Christmas? Yeah, I'm doing a live show for you. I was traveling much of last week, and I'm going to apologize already for some of the best of shows. We had problems arranging studios. While I was in New York City, the studio that we arranged for was noisy. It had an air conditioning unit that had a fan blade. It was like clink, 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 and you could hear it throughout the broadcast. And while we were prepping the show, I was like, we can't broadcast with this. It sounds like I was in the hunt for Red October and Jonesy was looking for the Russian sub. You know, tink, 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 tink. I was like, we can't do it. So that was part of the reason. The other reason is we are setting up guest hosts, and it's not as simple as it sounds because everybody thinks they're, you know, bigger and better in radio than you are. So if you ask them to host your show, they're offended.
Oh, you know, who are you? You should be hosting my show.
Sorry. I'll host anybody's show. I don't really care if I have the time. I don't have the time to host mine. But it strains the dynamic. And so a lot's going on. As I said, was up in New York dealing with Fox stuff. But, you know, I'm not going to talk about that. First of all, hope you had a Merry Christmas. Hope you had great holidays with family and friends. And just for the record, family is not necessarily blood. Family are people that love and care about you and who want to be with you and want to spend time with you. And that is my definition of family. I'm happy when we have family that we, you know, want to have around us. It's our blood relatives. You'll understand what I'm talking about when you think about your ancestry DNA. I got mine done. I'm going to be releasing those results on the radio show. I'm going to talk about them. I'm also going to talk about them with respect to my blog, my writings, my articles, because it was very insightful. And I've already had relatives coming out of the woodwork sending me pictures. Kevin, you know, who is you? How do we kin over here? And it's been amazing. But here's my point. There are people that I've never known. I had a young lady contact me. She's my first cousin. And we were sitting there. She goes, I didn't even know you existed. I go, same here. And I don't know if I've even said this on the air, but my uncle and I were having a conversation, and he said to me, Kevin, there's a total of, he goes, I believe there are 12 of you, meaning 12 kids. Now, my brother I know, and my half-brother I know, but apparently there are 9 others out there. So if they ever get their DNA tested, then we're going to find each other. The young lady who contacted me says, Kevin, it's amazing because, you know, she goes, I'll work it for like, you know, a month and nothing happens. And then suddenly something happens. And I go, you know what happens? Somebody else takes a DNA test. And suddenly you go, whoo, and you find out more about that line. So it's been an amazing discovery. I recommend that you guys do it. Maybe we'll even get something done where we can carry ancestry DNA on the show, because it's so worth you guys doing it. But long story short, did it. And but here's what I've learned. So I've got a play mom and dad, as you guys know, Mary and Frank, and they sent, you know, me some flowers and, you know, Kevin, you know, thinking about you, blah blah blah. They every time I have a project, they say, hey, let you know, my mom calls me and says, hey, let me and your dad know, we'll help you fund it. And I mean, as much as I love my grandparents who raised me, and obviously wish I could have been raised by my mom, the fact that this family, we've adopted each other, I think is amazing. And that to me represents family. You know, I've got 4 young sons. I call them my sons, these adopted kids that came to stay with me for a year while they were teaching French. And I call these guys my kids. You know, they're sending me information. The 2 of them are in Seoul, South Korea, and things like that. You get to live through them. When I was in Paris, I met up with one of them. He works at a restaurant in Paris. It's just amazing to be able to reach out to these kids and have them keeping in contact with you, it floors me. So I'm so blessed to have that. And obviously, my immediate family is a blessing as well. So I hope you were able to experience that. And it wasn't about gifts and things like this. I mean, yeah, you're always happy to get kids things like that. Christmas is a big time for me as a kid. I didn't get much. I got my underwear and my socks. But that's okay. That's what my family could afford. But so it's nice to get gifts that you don't have to use for school the next semester or whatever. But it's also good to just, be part of the whole Christmas experience and understand what it's about. You know, the biblical aspects of it. So hopefully you got a chance to do that. We're going to try to do as many, like I said, I've got a few issues to work out on radio, but we're moving forward. We got a ton going on. My gosh, teapartycommunity.org is going to we've launched, but we're going to relaunch. We got mobile coming in and all kinds of stuff. So I'm so excited about what 2018 is going to bring. And even more exciting is what Donald Trump's doing. And we're going to get into this because it's much needed. We've got, you know, clips of people just saying the most loony things over the holidays. Chris Wallace talking about how many seats the Republicans could lose and things like this. We had revelations about illegals that were made on Tucker Carlson's show. Did you hear this? The murder rate among the crime rate among illegals. They've kept this information from you. They don't want you to know what the situation is with these people, because the truth is going to crush any narrative that they have. They know this. So we've got statistics to give you on that. But what part of the Obama legacy hasn't been dismantled in a good way that we can't cover? I mean, we could cover Obamacare. Merry Christmas to you. The individual mandate's gone. Pretty soon you're going to start getting plans that can work for you again. So congratulations on that. McCabe, he's now wanting to retire. FBI deputy director. He's retiring. We had James Baker, who stepped down, got demoted. You're winning. You're winning across the board. The EPA. I'm going to give you some numbers. There's necessarily going to be conjecture. And also, I'm going to cover a phone call that I got from a guy that says he's a Republican. And he heard me say something on Outnumbered that was completely taken out of context. But I'm going to respond back to him. By the way, on that particular guy, he didn't even have the guts. I called him at his house because, get his number. Figured if he wanted to vent, he could vent. Called his house over the holidays, tell him Merry Christmas, and wouldn't even pretend that he didn't call me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Radio Show. What's up, everybody? Welcome back. There was a thing I got. It was sent to me. It was called Enigmas. I can say that I'm officially black. As you know, I'm 79% Negro, 21% white. I knew there was some in there. Oh, my goodness. You ever do Ancestry.com? As a white person, you probably won't trace yourself back to the point where they say your relative was so-and-so owned by, you know, that is like an eye-opening revelation. So-and-so, you know, like, you know, this Burton or whatever, my family line, owned by the Clasbys or owned by the blankety-blank plantation owner or whatever. That is wild to see. It's the idea that people actually did own one another. You know, they thought that was okay. Democrats thought that was okay. They still do, by the way. Democrats love owning people. If they can't own you, you know, by buying you outright and saying it's okay and rationalizing it, they'll just steal you and put you in a basement. Come down, you know, periodically and do whatever they want to you and bring their friends. It's crazy. But that's leftism. No moral core. Anyway, there's this thing, Enigmas, that got sent to me, and I thought it was great because it is, it showcases exactly how many of us feel with this so-called utopian society where you can't go anywhere you want and feel free and good. And it showcases the upside-down world, inside-out world of leftism. And here's the first one. Isn't it weird that in America our flag and our culture offend so many people, but our benefits don't? And it's not just the benefits of come get on our Social Security system, come get on our Medicare system, come take advantage of our schools and other things. They take advantage of the American spirit. This, the biggest thing, look, it isn't about getting free education or getting a couple of trinkets here and there, getting your meals paid. I mean, people do that for you all over the world. They're willing to do that. But it's getting to be American. That's a big deal. And people just, they squander it. The people leave their countries to come over here to create their country that they just left. That's ridiculous. How about this one? How can the federal government ask U.S. citizens to pay back student loans while illegal aliens receive a free vacation, a free education vacation? Very good question. The left brag on getting free education for illegals. They brag about it. They openly tell you, these kids need a chance, didn't they? And you go out, you work your butt off, you tell your kids, you got to study hard, you got to get your education, high school, got to take all those tests, and then maybe you get a scholarship. But if you don't, guess what? Mom and dad will be stocking it away. See, you play by the rules. You do it by the book. Thank you, I had to make that microphone adjustment. It was like, but anyway, you do it by the book. And I've told you this many times. Do it by the book. The left hates you. They can't stand you. How dare you do it by the book? There's someone here that can take advantage of you. So you're socking away all this money, which, by the way, I saw a statistic that said, it was a joke about Bitcoin. It says, how could something raise 17,250%? You know, why would you invest in something that's, you know, vapor, that's had a 17,250% increase since its inception or whatever? And then the joke is, that's how much education has gone up in the same amount of time. It's ridiculous how much we pay for college. You would think college would be getting less expensive. You know, look at what Elizabeth Warren made to teach one class. Hundreds of thousands of dollars. Professors, tenured professors making, I'm not talking about $100,000. I'm talking about $300,000-$400,000 a year. Why? Because they're supposedly so great at what they do. If they were so great at what they do, they don't need the money. If you got patents and all those things that, I mean, you know, let me tell you, you don't need to work in academia. If you worked in academia and you were, you know, like Tesla, and you had all the patents, you don't need to work in that. You would do it to say, look, I got plenty of money. I want to give back. Should be a labor of love. These guys act like they're starving to death. Even the regular teachers, they're not starving to death. They pick the career that's a pretty good career. I could go on. I don't want to cover all these. We won't get through all these this segment because there's a bunch of them. But, yeah, I just can't imagine being, my kids were scholarship kids, so I don't have to worry about it. But I can't imagine, you know, saving up money, getting all this stuff ready for education, only to find out that somebody else got it for free while you did it the hard way. Many of you know what I'm talking about. I got friends that, yeah, well, you know, we socked away about $50,000 for the kids' education. I'm going, wow. You know, imagine what somebody could do with that. There's some that have socked away lots more. But imagine what you could do with that if you could just hand that over to your kids at the end of, you know, their college that they got online, and they go start a business, $100,000, $250,000 to start a business, something that they really enjoy doing. And they know, because when you think about education, I've talked about this, 80% of the people who get their degrees don't use their degrees. How sick is that? I told some kids that the other day. They were like, really? I go, yeah. I said, how many? There were three of them there. I said, look, you know, statistically speaking, two of you are not even going to use your degrees. It's two of you. You're going to go. You're going to pay a ton of money. I don't know what, you know, what your situation is, but you're going to pay a ton of money, and you're not even going to use your degrees. And they're looking at each other. I said, do you even know what you want to do? And they, it was funny to look at them just kind of go, oh, well, no. And I go, yeah, you don't, do you? I go, you want to know why? Because your high school hasn't prepared you. Your folks don't even know how to do it because they went through the same system. And I said, and then I said, dude, what are your folks? What are their degrees in? Interestingly, none of their folks were using their degrees. None. Three sets of parents, six people, not one using their degree. And I said, but they encourage you to go to college, right? They want to pay for that. They're ready to do anything to get you there. And they don't even know what they wanted to do in life. They've changed careers. You're going to probably change careers. And you're going to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars. That should tell you everything you need to know about the rules of education. Meanwhile, some illegal is going to go get an education that he or she is not going to use ultimately. Unless it's social justice warrior. I'm going to become an attorney, an immigration attorney. I'm going to become an advocate. I'm going to become a community, blah, blah, blah. That's what they're going to use their degrees for because it's not going to be anything proactive, productive for the United States. If you told me this little Mexican dude is a genius, he knows physics, calculus, science, whatever, maths, all these different maths, we're going to educate him, and then he's going to, you know, work for the Sandia National Labs or something, I'd go, okay, I get it. But we're just educating people because we're, let me tell you what it is. They're filling the system. They're filling it up, taking your tax money, filling up the system and making you think, oh, well, we feel good. We got them in education. You got them in education that's junk. They're not even going to use it. And all, you know who benefits? The educators.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Now there's a proven, powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
At a 4th of July event in Fremont, Ohio, Congressman Jim Jordan spoke out against a report that he turned a blind eye to alleged sexual abuse at Ohio State University when he was an assistant wrestling coach.
Stuff that was said yesterday that's just not accurate. I mean, it's not true. I mean, Mike Russellforce was a friend, but something's changed. It's, you know, things he said are just not true. We knew of no abuse, never heard of abuse. If we had, we'd have reported it. And if in fact there, if in fact there's problems, we want justice for the people who were victims, obviously. And as I said, we're happy to talk with the folks who are doing the investigation.
Today, Joy Chestnut ate 74 hot dogs in 10 minutes to become your Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest champion. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Welcome back, everybody. I have a really interesting story written by a guy. I don't have his name, but I'll get it here in a second. But a great writer, great story. And it has to do with quotas in the L.A. school district. And here's what he says, and I'm gonna paraphrase it because it's a long read. But he says, people essentially ask him how he's a Jewish kid, ended up at an all-black school, Alexander Hamilton High. They called it Hammy. And it was supposed to draw evenly from L.A.'s white Jewish West Side and the east area east of Robertson Boulevard, the proverbial tracks, which at the time in the early 80s was predominantly black. Now, the idea is that you get 50% kids from the bad side and 50% kids from the, quote, good side. The problem was there were two whiter public schools that were nearby, Beverly Hills and a University High in Brentwood. And if the West Side, the Jewish parents, could finesse their address, they'd use daddy's office building or granny's house or whatever, they'd qualify to send their kids to Beverly High School, Beverly Hills High, or University High, and avoid Hammy. And they wouldn't have to pay for private school, because that's what would happen. If the kid got sentenced to Hammy, it was effectively prison, so they said, no, we'll send you to private school. So Hammy ended up having heavily imbalanced racial quotas, 85% black. Now, he said it didn't matter to him. Grew up with kids and their parents, and Hammy was, quote, the black hole to be avoided at all cost. But in 1984, L.A. decided to crack down on the address falsifiers. So dozens of kids, all white, mostly Jewish, found themselves forcibly resettled to the east, is the way he put it. It's really funny. And he says he found that, these kids that hadn't seen elementary school were looking bewildered, and scared when they found themselves adrift in a sea of blackness. And he said it didn't take long for the natural order to arise. The small minority of newly arrived deportees took over the school government, the theater program, and the school paper. The parents of the resettled poured money into the school's emaciated coffers. The food in the cafeteria improved. Extra security guards were hired. The auditorium got a decent sound system. The West Side parents were obsessively concerned, he said, about the kids in the school. And so they catered to it. They wanted the education to be better. He says he couldn't say that about the black parents. Fundraisers were held, though. Corporate donations were solicited. And the resulting improvements benefited everybody, including the black students. And a year later, Hammy became L.A.'s designated musical theater magnet school to ensure that in the future, white kids would arrive voluntarily. He said back then, the white kids were wanted. It was understood that they brought good things with them, and nobody was afraid to admit it. But he says a lot changed in 3 decades. Now the Unified School District, LAUSD, is being crushed under the weight of a beast called FUBO. It's PHBAW, and it stands for Predominantly Hispanic, Black, Asian, or Other. And the point of the program is to prevent the LA Unified School District from having a population of white kids greater than 30% of the entire student body. And for the sake of what he's talking about, they measured Jewish kids as white. And so if a LAUSD school had even one student over the 30% limit, teachers were pulled and sent to a predominantly Hispanic, Black, Asian, or other school. Programs were eliminated and class sizes were increased. So it was a huge penalty if you did this. Now, most Americans were unaware that these FUBAO schools existed until earlier this year when the LAUSD initiated another race-based action. 9 schools were robbed of their FUBAO status because they dare creep above the 30% white kids quota. Walter Reed Middle School in North Hollywood was one of those schools. They had 1,665 students, 47% Hispanic, and they discovered that they had increased its white population to 38% in raw numbers. There were roughly 50 kids too many. So goodbye money, goodbye supplies and teachers, and hello, increase class sizes. Now, I want you to think about this. They're penalizing you because you get too many white kids. It doesn't matter that the kid, you know, that's the demographic of the area. They're saying, nope, you're going to have more Hispanic and Black kids, and that's where they're going to give you the smaller class sizes. So it's their attempt to balance things out. White kids are going to have bigger classes, less time with the teacher, etc. These other kids will end up getting theoretically smarter. That's the logic in all of this, all right? Now, needless to say, the presidents of the staff of Walter Reed believe they were not FUBO'd, but totally FUBAR, because this is one jacked up situation. So, let me go move on here. So, North Hollywood sits in California's 29th congressional district, and it's solidly Democrat. Hispanics outnumber whites in terms of the district's population, but whites are still the largest voting bloc. And registered Democrats greatly outnumber Republicans. So how did good liberal folks who had a stake in Walter Reed Middle School respond to the prospect of losing FUBAR money or FUBAO money? They got mad. The white parents blame the Mexicans for pretending to be white. No joke. They were like, you're pretending to be white. White parents scolded Mexican parents for listing their kids as white when enrolling them. As reported by the LA School District, a nonpartisan website devoted to covering LA school issues, Walter Reed's principal, Jean Gamba, first suspected something could be wrong with the reported race mix at her school when she was holding a parent-teacher conference with a mother who had a Latino surname. The mother had a Spanish translator provided by the district. Yet the mother was identified as white. Now, if you don't understand the irony, because if you do, you're probably laughing right now, that all of this is going on in California. All right? So, as reported by the LA School Report, several Jewish parents who identify as white criticize Mexican parents for doing the same. Oy, Gewalt, only we get to be the racial chameleons. Know your place, you Mexicana beaners. So, the Mexican parents fought back, blaming, wait for it, Donald Trump. Now, you may be thinking, Kevin, you haven't mentioned Donald Trump. This is something that's been going on since 1984. Donald Trump has nothing, repeat, absolutely nothing to do with it. And I would go, you're exactly right. And that's why they blame Donald Trump. Race-shifting Mexicans. They argued, and here it is, here comes the punchline. Mexican families have no choice but to identify as white in order to escape Donald Trump's upcoming Nazi-style racist roundup of immigrants. Now, the insanity of this claim is breathtaking. If Mexican parents are right, if Trump Nazis ever come to Walter Reed Middle School to round up students who might be illegal, will they ignore obviously Latino students just because their parents checked the white box on the enrollment form? My kid's name is Jose Cienfuegos Flaco Rodriguez. His skin's brown. He only speaks Spanish. Round him up. Wait, hold on. Let's get him. His mom checked the white box. This is ridiculous. You know, look, do I need to tell you that, you know, this is wrong on so many levels. Trump is going after, first of all the bad guys. And if you think you're going to get away just because you check white on a box, it's ridiculous. When it's time to deal with immigration, we should deal with it openly and honestly. But this is what these people blame. And let me tell you, the Walter Reed parents were swayed by the argument. And according to Erica Fox, a self-described white Jewish mom, in the era of Donald Trump and the fear that he has caused, I know there are families afraid of the anti-immigrant and anti-Muslim rhetoric. I worry that the data will not be accurate during his administration. So having agreed to blame Trump instead of, you know, the leftist racial quotas, the comedy quickly skyrocketed to Benny Hill level absurdity, to Spike Milligan style surrealism, and a bunch of white parents decided to strategically falsify the racial descriptions of their children in order to solve the 50 white kids over the limit problem. He says, I know I can find, this is what they were saying, I know I can find some minority designation in my family heritage. I'll be changing my status as soon as I can, said Alexis Prescott in tears while speaking at a meeting. And he explained that the school could lose 5 teachers and a counselor, increase sizes from 34 to 39. People don't realize how this can affect schools, and we have to let people know this. This is our worst nightmare, and it's all because of Donald Trump. No, it's not because of the racial quotas that the L.A. Unified School District imposed for no other reason than to say we're going to limit the population of white kids in a school. And why would you do that anyway? Why? It's amazing. So Reed's parent coordinator says she already knows of more than a dozen parents who have purposely misidentified. Now, they're lying on a form, which I don't care. I check American. I tell you guys all the time, don't waste your time checking that box with a real ethnicity. Just check, write in other and put American and leave it at that. This is, folks, the kind of nonsense that the left creates, and then they want to blame us. In this case, they want to blame Donald Trump for their lunacy.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it! Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I was just thinking, I love when if you ever think about the left and how they operate, and you say to yourself, yeah, what's happening? What's interrupted their flow? So let me give an example. The Podestas. I remember when all this stuff was hitting the fan and John Podesta was on TV and he looked like he was in the shank of the evening. He didn't, you know, hey, this stuff is really, you know, not good news, blah, blah, blah. Trump did this, that, and the other. And it was a business as usual interview on MSNBC or CNN. I was just flipping channels. It wasn't on Fox. I know that. And I didn't watch it. It was a clip of an interview. And he's trying to, you know, do the party line. Everything's good to go. Well, then he ended up, we found out that they did the Uranium One deal that we were never supposed to find out about. And so when I last heard of the Podestas, it was in October. I'm talking about visually saw them. It was in October of 2017, and they were knee-deep in quicksand. But I haven't heard anything since. So we've got November, all of December, we're in a new year. 2 months, Clinton stuff floating around like crazy, and I haven't heard a thing. And I was wondering why not. If the two brothers are smart, they volunteered for witness protection so they wouldn't face the wrath of the Clintons. But what's ironic about this whole thing is one of the last times the Podestas were in the news had to do with John Podesta referencing a conspiracy to tie him to the Russians. Yeah, this is what The Hill wrote back in October of 2017. Former Hillary Clinton campaign chairman John Podesta said on Tuesday that he was the victim of a big lie campaign created by President Trump. Now, I'm going to stop there for a second. Donald Trump said that the Russians might be colluding with Hillary. And he said it, and he said, get their emails. And we got WikiLeaks emails that did showcase that Podesta had some conversations going. But Donald Trump said it because they had said something to him like, because remember, Trump said something along the lines of, I wouldn't mind working with Putin. There it is. He wants to work with the communists, the Russians, Putin. He's an evil player. Look at this. Look at what Donald Trump said. And they blew it out of proportion. This was around the September-October time frame when the left started realizing we might not win. Go back and look at your timeline for this. Somewhere along the line, they said, just in case we don't win, we need an insurance policy. So they started tying Donald Trump to Russia just in mentioning it. He wants to get along with Putin. He and Putin are much the same. He admires Putin. And it was stories along those lines. You can go look them up. You don't need me to do that for you and read it to you. But that's what happened. Now, October of 2017, Trump's been in office now almost a year. It was on the 31st, I believe. Then John Podesta then says, they're setting me up, trying to tie me to the Russians. Let me tell you what he was doing. He was trying to run interference to say, I don't have anything to do with the Russians. Believe me, it's a setup, because he knew exactly the truth. He was doing something with the Russians. And I'll get to that in just a second. Says this. This was an actual tweet. Not bad enough that I was a victim of a massive cybercrime directed by the Russian president. Keep in mind, Barack Obama said the Russians couldn't do this, whatever we said. Supposedly, Hillary's server couldn't be hacked. That's what came out of the FBI testimony by Comey, or Hillary's testimony about my system hadn't been hacked. And now we find out, oh, maybe it was. Then he says, I'm the victim of a big lie campaign by the American president, because now the cake was hitting the fan. Sweet irony, folks. It appears that President Trump wants to know now, where's Podesta? And I'm reading this from Western Journalism. They said this. As special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into alleged Russian collusion of the 2016 election continues on, President Trump has one big question on his mind. Whatever happened to Podesta? They closed their firm. This is a tweet. I mean, an interview Trump did. They closed their firm. They left in disgrace. The whole thing. You've never heard anything. And this was an interview with the Times. He reiterated his stance that and this is Donald Trump saying, Mueller's going to be okay. I think he'll be fair. Trump knows something about Mueller. I don't know what it is, but he knows something about him because he's giving him his leeway. But here's what he went on to say. He expressed curiosity and frustration because his question was, Podesta has escaped scrutiny since stepping down from the firm he founded. Now, let's remember what Podesta did. Because his activities mimicked those of the former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, which I was telling you guys this earlier. But he mimicked Manafort before Manafort was part of the Trump team. And in fact, Manafort is more closely tied to the Podestas, ergo the Clintons, than he is Trump in the area of the investigation that Mueller's looking into. Now, Politico points this out. Manafort had a long history of lobbying foreign entities – He led a public relations campaign for a nonprofit called the European Center for a Modern Ukraine. Similarly, the Podesta Group took part in promoting Ukraine in the United States, paid to do public relations work. So these two were hat in hand, working together, probably put a deal together. Now, I'll tell you this right now. I don't even care about that. If the government wants to do business with us, somebody's going to represent that government. If it's the Podesta Group or if it's the Trump Group, I don't really care. But what I do care about is when they try to plant a false narrative on Donald Trump and his team, when in fact it was these guys that were even more crooked than just trying to introduce Ukraine business interests into America and vice versa. These people were selling uranium to Russians, getting kickbacks of 7, 8, and 9 figures. Hillary Clinton's Clinton Foundation got $143 million. Podesta, they say, got $20 million. I don't know what Manafort got, but he didn't do it for his good health and good looks. So that's what bugs me. So when the Russian investigation hit the fan, suddenly the Podestas were making these unorthodox moves. And the next one came right after John, right before John Podesta said, oh, you know, they're going after me, these mean-spirited president, he's doing this. Then they, all of a sudden, Podesta decides, I'm stepping down. Here was a report from CNN. The biggest story yesterday, the one that has the Dems in a dither, is Podesta running from his firm, tweeted the president of the United States. What we know about crooked Dems is earth-shattering. He and his brother could drain the swamp, which would be yet another campaign promise fulfilled. Fake news, weak. That's what the president tweeted. And so CNN asked this question. What exactly is President Donald Trump talking about? Podesta? Wait, isn't this the guy who ran Hillary Clinton's campaign? Is this controversy as big a deal as Trump says it is? Start here. Tony Podesta, the guy with the lobbying firm, is the brother of John Podesta, who was chairman of Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign, chief of staff to then-president Bill Clinton, and a major player in the Democrat political and policy circles for decades. As John rose through the ranks of the Democrat politics, Tony was following a similar ascent in the world of political influence, emerging as one of the most powerful Democrat lobbyists and biggest party donors in Washington. And not a peep from either Podesta since. That was November. We're talking October, early November, and nothing. There's been all of November, all of December. We're into the new year. Mueller hasn't said anything. Where are we here? Because I'd like to know. In the most recent piece that I could find, which was in November of 2017, the New York Times wrote this. And now, in a twist with Shakespearean undertones, the two influential Washington brothers have found themselves on opposite sides of the scandals over Russian interference in the 2016 election. John Podesta, more than anyone except Hillary Clinton, was a victim of the Russian cyber assault on allies of her presidential campaign, of which he was a chairman. Emails stolen from his personal Gmail were dribbled out by WikiLeaks last fall, revealing the embarrassing rifts roiling the campaign and Washington's Democratic establishment. And then he's pushed hard for an aggressive investigation of Russia's role in the election. And they go on to talk about his brother. But what I'm telling you is this. Even the New York Times understands something is amiss here. They can't figure it out. Mr. Mueller, they say, subpoenaed the firm and its employees for documents and testimonies related to their work and interviewed roughly half a dozen people about Tony's involvement. So one thing's certain, folks. It's going to be Center News 2018, and both these brothers are going to end up in prison.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.